get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description.
Chris Azania is co-founder and CEO at Kazam. Hello, Chris. Welcome to Startup Podcast PH. We're very happy to have you. Kamusta?
Well, thank you, Jenny, for like inviting us. This is actually going to be my first podcast, so I've never done this before, but I'm very happy to be here. So thank you for giving us the opportunity for this podcast
episode. Yes, and thank you din for wanting to share about Kazam. So Kazam, medyo magic word ang dating, pero actually may clue na ako with Kazam, no, kung ano ang inyong ginagawa, kung ano ba ibig sabihin nito. But I love you answer the question, Chris. So ano nga ba ang Kazam?
So now that you mentioned the name, I don't know if you've seen the logo, which you could see at the upper right. Well, yeah, I don't know how it views in your, but Kazam and then an icon of a house. So Kazam is really named after our most, the most important, well, they're both important. There's two sides. It's a platform that has two users, no? But we really named it after the ones we really want to help, which are the Kazam Bahais. Therefore, our logo. So Kazam is an online platform connecting Kazam Bahais and homeowners directly to each other in a simpler and more convenient way versus your traditional means of finding a Kazam Bahai, which is, you know, referrals, kung sino yung kakilala, kung sino yung, kung may kilala ka bang Kazam Bahai, pwede mo i-refer sa akin, ganun, or agencies, manpower agencies, wherein you have to pay and then a certain amount and they'll send you candidates, no, based on your preferences. And during our market scan, we also saw that there's a large following of several Facebook Kazam Bahai groups. No, seems like homeowners are now and Kazam Bahais are looking either for a Kazam Bahai or work in several Facebook groups that have hundreds of thousands of members. So Kazam is available today in both the iOS and both in iOS and Android, so you can download it in Google Play Store or Apple App Store. Or you can just go to your browser and type www.kazam.ph. We are proud to be part of Idea Space Cohort 11 Acceleration Program that was last year. And Kubo's Top 100 Startups for 2023, which was featured in the Philippine Startup Week. In earlier 2023, we received a grant from DOSTP Shard under the Startup Grant Fund Program to validate and enhance the Kazam platform. So that's it in a nutshell. Unless you have questions about...
Yes, I have a lot of questions. Sure. So first of all, let me share. Very relatable sa maraming Pilipino ang role ng Kazam Bahai sa bahay. Actually, when I was young, nowadays, wala kaming Kazam Bahai. Pero when I was young, lumaki akong very close actually sa aming Kazam Bahai. Kasi usually, ang parents ko, nung bata pa ako, maliit pa ako, umaalis sila paggabi, work, or other stuff, organization stuff. And naiiwan kami ng mga kapatid ko with the Kazam Bahai na nag-aalaga sa amin. And lumaki talaga kami na very close sa kanya, kalaro namin, tagapakain sa amin, nagpa-plansya. Ang daming ginagawa. Actually, ang daming ginagawa. And it's also true na when homeowners look for Kazam Bahais or Kazam Bahais referral system siguro I'll let you answer the question, pero may mga problema minsan dito sa ganung sistema. Minsan mahirap maghanap or minsan limited yung paghahanap ng mga Kazam Bahai. So let me ask that and maybe ito yung parang startup gap side, yung parang product market fit side So ano nga ba yung problem with the old systems ng paghahanap or pagkoconnect ng Kazam Bahai sa homeowners? And parang how are you trying to solve that with the Kazam platform or the Kazam system?
So basically kasi, there are the traditional ways of finding Kazam Bahais, right? You have, as I've mentioned earlier, referral. Unfortunately, they're drying up, to be honest. Ang hirap na makakuha ng Kazam Bahai sa referral.
True.
Time and time again, people would call us up, we would call people up, we would ask their Kazam Bahais, meron ka bang kilala, meron ka bang kilala? And ang tagal, kasi hindi parating meron. So, true. And usually when you need a Kazam Bahai, you need them right now. Kasi may trabaho.
Yes, true.
O kailangan na may magbabantay sa bata. O kailangan mo na tagaluto. Or kung kailangan mo na family driver. So, the referral, although it is still gold standard kasi may kakilala ka, di ba? So parang meron kang sense of comfort na may connection ako dito, di ba? Pero ang hirap, hindi mabilis. Hmm. Agency is also a good way to do it, but let's admit it, it's a little pricey. And even its price, we have seen time and time again that people seem to be unsatisfied with the results. So, at the end of it, we were thinking, when we were trying to think of a startup, parang, why is there no app for this? Why is there no go-to place? Kasi, kailangan ko ng kasambahay. Bakit yung Facebook group, bakit yung mga kasambahay, pag nag-a-apply sa Facebook, sa agency, or referral, parang, hindi rin sila ganun kadali, kabilis nakakahanap ng work. Pero sabi namin, kailangan, paano kung merong app lang that can do this? Instant gratification. Like, you know, you need it, pares kayo, yung homeowner, kailangan ng kasambahay, kasambahay, naghahanap ng trabaho. What if we could create a place, a platform, where these two can meet and solve each other's problem?
Yeah.
So, that's what the platform is trying to do, is first to connect them as fast as we could. So we invite them both in the same platform, tell each on both sides, ano ba hinahanap nyo? Parehas, from the homeowner's point of view, from the kasambahay's point of view, and then match, show them kung sinong kamatch mo. Para mabilis, para madali, yes. Diba? So yun yung gap na sinisolve ni Kazam. We feel that there are a lot of frustration in terms of this problem from both sides of the market. Particularly for Kazam, we want them to have a place where they can feel na it's a little more professional. Alam mo yon? I mean, there's dignity to their work. They're really important members of the household. That's why when you go into our app, you will see their profile is there, what they can do is there. And as we move forward, more things will be there. Alam mo yon? Because wala eh. They are neglected. They cannot put their resumes or the things that they can job street. They don't have a place where they can advertise what they can do. And homeowners need them. Just like your story, Jenny, I grew up with a yaya, with a maid all my life. My nanny has been with me since I got married. So she's been with me for 13 years. The value of her service is so important. I wouldn't be able to do or achieve the things that I have done without her. She's part of her family. And I'm hoping that through the platform, this feeling that I'm getting from having the right kasambahay helping me through my journey that is life, they can find too. Other homeowners can find too.
Yes, actually, ang ganda actually. I mean, medyo nagagustoms ako onti ano. Kasi it's time na, first of all, ang mga kasambahay matreat as a formal, as a job itself, ano, na palang comparable sa other jobs out there, ano. So I think kung magkakaroon na may platform na nava-value and kumbaga napapadali pa yung pagka-connect nung both sides, no, nung nag-offer ng service tsaka nung nag-arap ng service, will give them hopefully, ano, that kind of position and pagtingin ng mga tao sa lipunan. And ang ganda rin, ano, parang you're actually combining the strengths ng referral system tsaka nung agency, kasi sa referral system, diretso yung pag-connect ng kasambahay sa homeowner. Sa agency, may intermediary. Sa Kazam, wala nang intermediary, pero nakakonect mismo yung kasambahay dun sa homeowners. Now, nagpunta ako dun sa website, ano, and ang ganda nga na may mga profile yung mga kasambahay, even yung homeowners, pero dun muna tayo sa kasambahay, ano. So, can you give us a picture lang, lalo na sa mga nakikinig, at ano yung nasa profile ng mga kasambahay? And another thing pala, ano ba yung klase, ano yung range ng mga services dito na parang pwedeng i-offer ng mga kasambahay? Family drivers, taga-alaga ng bata. So can you give a bigger picture lang?
Okay. So right, to be honest, Jenny, we started the same time you did in 2021. and we are still at our MVP, minimum viable product stage. So when we tested the idea, took us longer to get people in the platform for it to work. Takes time to build that number. So very basic pa yan right now. If you go into the app as a homeowner, you will be able to see, and you put in your search preferences, you will see the profiles of those kasambahays based on what you actually inputted into app that you are looking for. So, for example, let's start with roles because that's what your first question, diba? The roles that you could actually look for in Kazam are maid, childcare, which is yaya, nanny, senior care, this is your old sitter, somebody who is okay taking care of a senior citizen. We have a cook, a houseboy, a family driver, and there's a seventh one, which is a little off brand. It's store assistant because it seems that a lot of kasambahays also are being hired. Sometimes yung tender, ganyan. That is the outlier one. We put it in because in our market search, it seems like they also needed a place. Medyo off brand siya kasi the first six roles that I've mentioned are really household members, no? But that one is being, the last one, the store assistant is still being tested. And so far, we don't have much homeowners looking for that. Our number one search is really maid and nanny, without a doubt. They're like, that's where the homeowners are looking for. Family drivers, there are, I personally hired my family driver from Kazan and he's still with us. So yeah, so there. What they can see in the profile of a kasambahay are still basic at this point in time. But there are plans for more. So we, because it's an MVP, we made it simple so that the sign up is easy. You will be able to see their profile picture if they decided to put it. The kasambahay's profile picture, their age, their location, their preferred living arrangement. You know, there are kasambahays who want to be stay in, who want to be stay out, or are flexible to do both. So, and what they can do, the role. Do they want to apply as a maid, a nanny, or a cook? Or they can put up to three types of role that they think they can fulfill. So that basic lang. It's a very social app when you look at it, when you browse through the profiles. And then if a homeowner, the profiles that the homeowner sees in the platform are already the ones that they are searching for based on what they answer during onboarding or when they change their search preferences. So, and if they want to talk to somebody, we have a chat feature. The chat, that person, the kasambahay, and then the notifications will be sent to that kasambahay. They can reply. The chat feature can also be used to send documents since Kazam doesn't in any way interfere in the hiring, the hiring agreement between the two. The homeowner can easily ask for identity verification documents like IDs or NBI or police clearances. The app, the chat feature allows that for you to upload these things so that the homeowner can be assured that, you know, do her or his background check. And then, since chat pa lang, should they want to talk or like do video call, they can do that outside of the platform for now. In a nutshell, that's what the homeowner will see. But of course, we have more plans for the future. Yeah. What will be in the profile. But I will not say here. I'm hoping that you will invite me when we launch them.
So para pala siyang nag-view ng mga resume, ng mga CV, ng mga kasambahay. And actually, ang ganda nung pwede mag-chat para ma-background check nga yung IDs or some documents na ganyan-ganyan. Sabang resume lang. Pwede din mailagay doon ng mga kasambahay yung parang work history. Like kung saan sila nag-work dati, parang ganun.
So talaga, Jan, inuunahan mo, hindi pa namin nade-develop. We have plans to do that. As mentioned, this is, we are still at the MVP stage. We are a very small team. But yes, there are plans to include more information as we go on. I think as a start, we really did make it simple because our goal is to get them in. And, kasambahays are not as computer savvy, as homeowners. So we want to make people onboard them so that when they're there, then that's when we can start building on more information that we could show, they could show to the homeowners. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. And meron din mga profile yung mga homeowners, ano, in what I saw. So actually, hindi lang naman homeowners yung pwede maghanap ng kasambahay. Yung kasambahay na nag-a-apply, pwede na maghanap ng homeowner. So on that side naman, ano, can you share lang ano yung pwede makita ng mga kasambahay doon naman sa side ni homeowner?
Okay, for kasambahays, what they can see when they go into the app is really the profile of a homeowner. Same, if they put the profile picture, they'll see that the location of the homeowner and the salary and the living, or if I'm not mistaken. The thing is, there has been so many versions, but there is more, it's more limited what is shown in the homeowner. It's basically, I'm looking for a maid. That's it.
Yes.
Kung ano yung sinabi niyang hinahanap niya. What's important to note is that a kasambahay could not initiate a chat with the homeowner. Because we were trying to avoid the homeowner being overwhelmed with a lot of chats. Like spam, you know how naman? Diba?
Yeah, spam naman. Spam.
So what we did in exchange is to put a wave icon. So what the kasambahay sees in their when they're browsing through the profiles of homeowners that they're interested in is only one icon, which is a hand icon or a wave icon that we call Dali Kazam. So if a kasambahay wishes to speak to a certain homeowner based on her or his profile, they will click the wave icon. The homeowner sees this. The homeowner will have a page for what we call kawais. We didn't call it wave, kawais. And then they could look at, and we'll show them that among all the kasambahays that matches their search, these are the ones who are interested and available now to chat with you.
Ah, tama.
So from there, if a homeowner can simply browse through the kawai page, all of the kasambahays who waved at her or him, and then dun, pag klinik niya yung profile, pwede niya na i-chat kung gusto niya. Tapos, doon na magkakaroon ng bala na sila kung anong pag-uusapan nila there. So, that's the journey for a kasambahay. Parehas silang, we do not control what they put in their profile.
Of course. Yeah, so, parang in the point of view of the homeowner, unti-unti nasasala na filter depende sa hinahanap niyang exact yung kaya niyang ibayad, yung hinahanap niyang service, and then yung interest, kung interesado ba yung kasambahay na yun na mag-search na kumbaga mag-apply sa kanya. Now, ang ganda ng usapan natin Chris, kasi nakikwento mo starting from an MVP kung paano unti-unti nag-iba or paano kayo nagdadagdag ng mga features, specific features, and how you keep the, let's say, UI, the user interface simple, kasi nga you match sa inyong mga users na it's true, we have to accept it, hindi naman karamihan sa ating mga kasambahay ay talagang tech savvy, So baka may ma-share ka pang ibang experience or parang feedback mula sa mga naging users on the kasambahays or on the homeowners kung paano niya pa na-develop yung app, si Kazam platform. Kasi I think this is very interesting, especially maraming mga startup founders sa Pilipinas yung gumadaan talaga sa ganitong MVP. Ibibuild yung MVP sakto dun sa kanilang mga users. Magdadagdag ng mga features, magtatanggal ng mga features. So, maybe ba may ma-share ka pang more experiences?
Okay. So, basically, when we created the company, we used our own money. We set up a corporation, we pulled our money in, diba? So, when you coming in that, we were very optimistic that it was gonna be fast. But we also, I read a lot of books going into it. I particularly remember that the framework I used when planning Kazam was Eric Ries's Lean Startup. So
startup,
MVP, we started with the MVP, and the MVP, the pinaka version one of Kazam was only available through web. So sabi namin, web muna para hindi masyadong malaki yung dev cost, diba? So we started with web. And then when we started getting in users, surprisingly, the kasambahays are not savvy with the browser, with the mobile browser. So what was scheduled to be the launch of the mobile app, which was I think 6 months pa, parang we had to bring up. So we launched 3 months in. The moment we got a lot of feedback that they were having a hard time in the browser, we immediately started building the mobile app. So yun, we launched the app 3 months after we launched the web app. Akala namin, what was surprising for us that there were a lot of assumptions that were disproved eh. Because you're thinking, they wouldn't want to download the app because it's gonna take up space in their phone. Diba? May memory yun.
Yeah.
But no, they wanted the app. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to use a browser. Don't know how many times you had to like call and teach, you know, use the browser. So that was one. I could never forget that. That was a disproven assumption. So we learned that that user feedback is key. At the end of the day, you might have planned it on paper, the timeline, the cost, everything. But the thing is, users are king. So you always have to talk to them, get feedback. And that's where every decision that we make is almost always based on user feedback. So doon namin incorporate. So that's the first one. We had to launch the mobile app earlier than we intended to. We saw that they were having a hard time meeting each other online. So what did we do? We put up a SMS notification. Kasi yung mga guys don't have data. Sometimes.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah,
so
true.
Hindi ganun kadali yung access sa internet. Put in an SMS notification para pag may gusto mag-chat na kasi na homeowner, punta balik, online agad siya. I think there are a lot more, but they're not that major. But these two are, for me, really things that showed parang change the plan. You cannot, I think when you're doing a startup, you have to be fluid about it. Like, you know, yes, you have set, ako kasi mahilig akong mag-plan. So you have set plans. But the thing is, you have to be agile enough na if the feedback is linked something different, then change your plan. Do something else. Solve it immediately. The fastest you could get it to the users, the more happy they will be. Or the faster you get your users in. So I think those two are, I think, my main. Kasi MVP pa rin naman kami. Pero yun lang. Technically, dagdag lang kami ng notification. Tapos, naglagay ba sila kami ng mobile app. So, yun yung, I think.
I mean, those small things are actually very big. Kasi when you do these small things, kung magagamit na maayos ng inyong mga users at magkakaroon ng talagang, I mean, mayroong mga match na kasambahay tsaka homeowner, that's a very big thing, ano? So, actually, what you shared are very valuable insights. Ito yung mga dapat hindi pinapalagpas na mukhang maliit na, no? mukhang negligible, pero hindi sila negligible. Kasi tama yung the users are king or users is king. Medyo rewind pa tayo ng onti, ano? So, actually building the startup, kamusta ang pagiging startup founder? I mean, hindi ganun kadali. But like, from scratch, mag-build ng bagong startup, ano? I mean, go into entrepreneurship, go into business, and especially bagong-bago ito, ano? And bagong industriya, may technology. So, kamusta yung, kumbaga, pagsimula nitong lahat?
Oh my God! You know, we have been, you know, me and my co-founders, we've been working for like 20 plus years already. But it's the first time all of us have done a startup. And having 20 years of experience behind your back, you're thinking it's going to be easy. No. Startup is like, I think you have to be brave. In terms of experience, I think it's really that day that you decide we're going to take that leap of faith. We're going to put our money in because we're obviously, it's a gamble. We're using our own money to do this thing, right? Well, apart from the OST. but that comes in later. But at the start, kasi, you really have to be, we had to get over that fear of failure, fear of ridicule, or any fear, because we know that it was an unknown. But I think a lot of the confidence came from the fact that we've been there. I mean, maybe not startup, but we've worked for 20 years. It was something, it was an idea that we all felt was worthwhile. So after that, getting that, when you decided to take that leap of faith, syempre nung umpisa, ano pa kami, COVID kami nag-start eh. So, it was very hard to move. So, medyo it was a little hobby-ish ang dating. Para, it was a fun journey at the start kasi it's product development. Oh my God! To create a product from scratch. The meetings, the ideas, it was beautiful. It's, for me, the best part of a startup is really product development. What are we going to put in? How is it going to look like? What will be the customer journey? For me, that is the most fun. And then you launch it. Then wala pang pumapasok. Cricket. Nervousin ka na naman, di ba? But then you have to understand that you made that leap of faith. And you react. Kung walang pumapasok, what can we do? How are we going to do it? Grabe kami, maraming stages in our customer in our startup journey na nail-biting. Na parang, meron ba papansin ito? Ganyan. And I think what got us through was like, we were just patient. We just did the work. Oh, sige. Gawin natin yung mga acquisition activities. Gawin lang, tuloy-tuloy lang. And hindi kami nag-give up. Kapag ka may problema, wala ng pera, ano bang paraan para magka-pera? Tingin tayo, research ako. Ah, may mga grants. Sa paano ba yan? Tawagan, puntahan, tanong, email ako. Ganyan. Tapos nalaman ko may startup grant fund program pala yung gobyerno under the USD. Mabos na yung pera namin. That was year two. On our third year, on the start of our third year, we were having all this fun. Ang bagal ng traction. Kung mahina loob mo, gi-give up ka na eh. Scrap mo na eh, di ba? Pero hindi eh. We knew there was more to it than money for us. It was something close to our heart. It has to survive. So, we went through the process of DOST. Trabaho talaga namin yun. Buti naman, binigyan nila kami ng grant. So, yun, mas masaya kasi mas marami na namang money to make this platform even better, more features na naubos na halos yung una naming nilagay na money sa start, no, to build. And then, when we got that grant, sabi, mag-apply sa acceleration program kasi maraming ganitong types of app that has failed in the past. Sige, apply! Apply na naman kami. Pagod! Talagang pitch, prepare, application, lahat. Salian. Ah, grabe. Ganun pala. Roller coaster. The moment we started joining the startup ecosystem, which I think was an error on my part not to have joined earlier. Ano na, para kami roller coaster, apply, bigay, kung anong hinihingi. Pero, worth it eh. Kasi, through applying through these grants, accelerator program, the learning that you're getting, the questions that they ask, is gonna be valuable to your strategy. Mm-hmm. Your eyes are being open. You are now getting validation. We were already getting some validation from the users. But we were now getting validation from government, from our accelerator programs, from our mentors, and mas rich na ngayon yung nagiging strategy na nabubuo. So yun. Experience-wise, maraming anxiety moments. But with the right people, it's fun. I don't know if you've heard this before, Jenny. What's more important? Is it the journey or the destination? Let me ask you. Let me be the host for today. What's more important? Is it the journey?
I'll answer the journey. The journey.
You know what my answer is? It's the company. Because the journey,
the team,
is more fun with the right people. The right people. This Kazam's the founding team of Kazam is truly, truly bonded. Been known each other for more than 24 years more.
Having
do it together as a team makes it easy and fun. Doing it alone, I'm just thinking right now, if I did this thing alone, it would have been really hard or sad. There would have been a lot. The nail biting moments wouldn't be as fun. So it's the team for me.
Ang sarap ng nitong mga kwento mo, Chris, kasi ang ganda pa rin ganun journey, lalo na nga kung kasama yung mga kaibigan mo and those you have worked with and known for decades, even kung gano'n man kahirap or kung gano'n man ka-anxiety-inducing nga yung journey na ito, malalagpasan nyo ito and sometimes, mas ma-forge pa yung bond ninyo and mas lumalakas pa yung team. Sabi nga nila, ano, in a startup, marami iba't ibang bagay na importante, product market fit, yung timing, yung leadership, but most of all, actually, yung founding team, it's also important na nag-align yung visions para mag-work pa rin talaga together amidst all the struggles. And no matter the problem na dumating, ha, gagawan at gagawan ng solution. May question lang ako about you've said sa customer acquisition. Ano. Curious lang ako, kasi important, I mean, you said na you've gained some traction. Ano. Actually, very big na yung jumping from 0 to 1.
Yeah.
May ma-share ka bang experience dyan or parang paano nyo minamarket out si Kazam on the kasambahays and also on the homeowner side? So, meron ba kayong, ano bang current ideas nyo and mga tinitingnan ninyo yung mga pwedeng gawin?
Well, in terms of acquisition, basically, it's just really as simple as going to where they are. So, at first, we were talking to a lot of people that we knew were already looking for. So, it was a start. And then we introduced we put in some very little money on digital marketing, Google SEM and Facebook display. We tried it. You know what? In terms of acquisition, all I can say, Jenny, is that we try a lot of things just to see which one works. We ask ourselves what would get people in. So we have like a list of things that we try, and then we see which one works or which one will get us the users as fast at the lowest amount of money we could spare for customer acquisition. And then that's what we invest on. So really talking, it's really just about asking ourselves, where are they? Where are the homeowners? Where are the kasambahays? Going there. And then going there and then telling them there's an app, there's a platform. So a lot of it has been digital, trying to see samba nagano, samba tumatambay. Samba sa gahanap. Yun, that's done. That's una yan.
Wala kaming
tao for two, to be honest, for the first 2 years of the operations of the company, apat lang kami. Wala kaming tao. Apat na, kasi 5 yung founders, pero apat yung working founders. Dalawa full-time, dalawa part-time. Apat lang kaming nag-acquisition. Kami lang. Wala kaming pera eh. I mean, yes, may pera kami, pero pera namin yun. So, we really have to think very carefully. Hindi kami nag-wasteful spend. Kasi you still have to think about dev also. Diba? So, you know, yeah. And invest your money. And since we're playing with our own money, we had to be creative in our ways. Are there ways to acquire them without cost? So yun, yeah. That's basically how we did the acquisitions always. And I think what may be more beneficial to the listeners here who are already just in the beginning stage of their startup is always ask yourself, where are they? Where are your users hanging out?
True.
And then go there. And then apply anything possible to let them know about the product. That's our guiding light. And then maraming activities yun.
And tamang tanong nga, asan nga ang mga users? Actually, now that I think about it, asan nga yung mga kasambahay? I mean, and thinking of a smart way, maybe sa next episode natin, ano, mas ma-answer na natin ito. No? For now, homework din para sa ating mga tagapakinig. Is there a smart way? Ayun nga, is there a smart way na mahanap kung asan yung mga users? And pag, kumbaga, pag relaunch mo dun, kumbaga mag-grow siya on its own, mag-spread on its own, kumbaga marketing on its own, ano ba? So through referral, kung maganda talaga yung product, it will maybe grow and expand its reach on its own.
I think what I would like to share also is that you have to be patient. There you have, you know, when you start out, lalo na kami platform kami, we were thinking it's gonna be easy, that it was gonna be overnight, that there is such a thing as viral. There is none. The viral comes True. In at a certain level of traction.
True.
But at the start, kayad ka talaga. You really have to find people. You have to find them. You have to just be creative about it and always ask yourself, saan ba sila? at doon tayo pumunta. Kasi wala eh. Wala, yung viral na yan. We don't have the money to pay for big time influencers that could, you know, wala eh. Sabi ko nga, and it was only our money. So, challenge yourself to find creative ways to do it. Something's gonna pop up if it's the only thing you're thinking about.
Yeah. But yeah, kayod lang ng kayod, ano, kayod ng kayod for customer acquisition, and soon you'll achieve those goals. And now, ano, you've received the grant from the government, and you're also part of the Idea Space Accelerator Program. So, moving forward, ano ba ang inyong mga plano for Kazam? How are you planning to build further, maybe on the dev side or on the customer acquisition side, on the marketing side? So, ano ba ang inyong mga plans? And baka meron pa kayong mga pasabog pa na pwedeng ipakawala para... And yeah, we'll have to take the time to invite our listeners na itry ang inyong app, si Kazam.
Okay, for our plans, basically, DOST, the grant that we got, is really purely for R&D. Research and development is product development in startup. So I couldn't share yet because there's still work in progress, but that's where the most of the tech of the platform will come from, and they're being built. We just got it, so we just started the project a quarter ago. So hindi ko pa siya pwede pasabog kasi hindi pa siya ginagawa. Sure. So but that's where the platform's tech is gonna come from. That grant that the DOST Pichard has generously given us is gonna be used for simply enhancing and validating this platform to make it actually sustainable. No? Idea Space is helping us with product market fit. Everything in a startup, in your startup journey, in my startup journey, is a test. You test one thing, you validate, move on. Of course, there's always the fear of failure, but I think the right mindset when you're in a startup is that failures is just really a result or a guide on what to do next. You cannot, di mo pwede damdamin yung mga failures mo. You have to be fast. Make your point of view in terms of failure as a really an opportunity, then hindi mabilis. Mabilis yung next step. So yun. That's basically what we've been busy. The next, what's in store for Kazam for 2024 is huge. Maybe for your next episode na talaga, because there are gonna be a lot of enhancements and features that are gonna be launched under the DOST Pichard Startup Grant Fund Program. And then also, on the other hand, strategy-wise, commerciability-wise, Idea Space is helping us with. So we are very fortunate to have these two very, very hardworking institutions in the startup ecosystem supporting us, because we need all the help we can get. It's a very, you know, we thought it was going to be a hobby, but then once we started joining the ecosystem, we realized it's not, and also our experience, no, it really is a hard problem to solve. And I am just happy that I have both DOST Pichard and Idea Space helping us solve this problem and offering the public a solution to ease the pain points for both homeowners and Kazam Bahais in terms of finding work or finding household help. Yun lang, I think. Kasi hindi sa biro, Jenny, a platform is only gonna work if you have a lot of users. So, it's a very challenging. We could have gone e-commerce, you know. But we wanted to really solve a problem. A difficult one. But hopefully we get successful at it. But so far, the traction for 2023 has been good for us. And we are given the tools to increase our chances of success. We're not there yet. We have a lot of work to do. 2024 is a lot of work for us. And what's good is that you have a committed founding team just thinking 24/7 how to solve this problem for you.
Yeah. And it's really a problem, no? Actually, kasi nung isang araw lang, pinag-usapan namin dito sa bahay na kailangan ng tulong sa pag-plancha tsaka sa paglilinis. So, there's really a pain point that needs to be solved for people. And hindi kami makahanap. Hindi namin alam kung saan nakahanap. So, yeah, maybe I'll try. I'll try, Kazam. I'll download it.
Bravo. Let me then, Jenny. You have my contact information. I need feedback. So very important feedback. So okay. That we could help you with your problem. So like, let me know. We're gonna take it into valuable yung feedback. No.
Yeah. And para sa ating mga listeners, ano, if they want to download Kazam, if they want to know more, so saan nga ba nila mahanap si Kazam? So paano nila pupuntahan ang website or yung app or maybe to social media channels so you can lead them there?
Okay, so basically, you can go to our website at www.kazam.ph. You can already use the service using a mobile browser or a web browser in your laptop. But if you want to download the mobile app, you can go to Google Play Store or Apple App Store and download Kazam. For more information, our Facebook page, facebook.com/KazamPH, KazamPH, one word, has a wealth of information about how to use the app, how it works and all that. You may also message us through FB Messenger in our Facebook page. If you have any questions, we have someone will immediately answer and like guide you through it. And if you have personal questions pa or feedback, you can email me at CEO. That's C as in Charlie, E as in Echo, and O as in Olive at kazam.ph. So that's you can email address if you want, you wish to speak to me directly. And I will welcome you.
Yes, I will download Kazam and I myself will use it. I promise na maya subukan ko.
Thank you, Jenny. You're so nice.
Salamat, Chris, for sharing about Kazam and for spending your time with us dito sa podcast. And I hope, ating mga tagapakinig, kung meron kayong similar problem, so try out Kazam. So salamat, Chris.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much for your invitation. And I hope to see you again soon and hear from you about your feedback from Kazam.
Yes, of course. Salamat. Thank you.
Thank you very much to our 34 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLexPH Academy, our official e-learning partner, the certifications on Lean Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. DiviCode Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, decentralized applications, and cybersecurity. Voila, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused, seamless digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. Buzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. Looking for buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Spotify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company, helping to increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact, affordable RFID business cards. Uplift Code Camp, Sirius MD, Board Prep, Pareto Consulting, Zales, and Pocketworks. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.